Contact information has changed. My email address is rosyh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Can I tell you, if you just become a born-again believer in Jesus Christ, let me just give you some small advice. Don't jump in the Old Testament and start reading books like Leviticus and Ecclesiastes, because all it's going to do is confuse you. You know how I know it's going to confuse you? Sometimes it confuses me. There are some names in Leviticus and Ecclesiastes. I can't even pronounce some of them words. Not that I just stopped there, but praise God, because I do a lot of research. And if you're saved, praise God, by all means, don't go jump in the Bible and jump to the New Testament and go back that jumping and looking at Revelation.
Well, I saw in there where they had four horses in there. One was white, one was pale, one was black, one of that. And you out here running around here looking for a bunch of horses. Praise God. Read the Bible systematically.
Oh, it all hinges around reading the Word of God. I'm just trying to tell you the Word. He said, don't let this Word depart from your mouth. He told Joshua. He said, don't let this word depart from your mouth. Now, he didn't mean not to depart, not to share it, praise God. But what he was trying to tell Joshua, you don't you forget this word. Don't you forget the historical factions behind this word, how we got to where we are. Share that with this generation, praise God, that we have. Because if nobody shares it with them, what I say, 4%? We need to be trying to get them up. Folks, everybody all over the world right now trying to figure out what in the world can we do to get more young people in the church today. Reason why they can't get, because we're not passing nothing on to them. When I asked them to give me the names of some of them hip-hop singers, did y'all hear how them names was popping up? Come on, y'all. Don't get quiet on me now. I'm sitting there. Only ones I knew was Beyonce and LL Cool J, man. They start talking about Rihanna. Come on, give me some other names y'all gave me this morning. Who? Drake. Who? Rihanna. Who else? Who? 21-7. Look at that. Carter B? Who? Cardi B, I don't know what they're saying, praise God, but y'all know. Cardi B, praise the name of the Lord. Now, if I was to turn around and ask that same question and say, name me four books in the New Testament. And boy, let me tell you something. Now, y'all just heard all of that Cardi B, Jiminy's, hypocrisies. Oh, they got all of that stuff down. But if I would have asked them, what book of the Bible comes after John? There will be absolute silence. That's the 4%. We got to get them. We got to get them.
together. I'm not going to ask because y'all done run down and look. See them look on their phone and go, talk about, look at Acts. I know what you're trying to say. It's the book of Acts. It's that Acts. Acts. Praise God. But we have to read it. Oh, my God. We got to read this Bible systematically. You got to read this Bible prayerfully. Somebody say prayerfully. All I mean by that is before you're going to sit down and get into any study of the Word, you need to ask God to open up your mind of understanding so that you will be able to understand what it is that His Word is trying to say to them, to you. Even if you want to listen at the Word, Alexander Scobie, I got Alexander Scobie's CD. I want to listen to the book of Matthew today. Lord, would you please open my mind of understanding so that I can let this Word that you have speak to me, speak to my innermost soul. And finally, I'm about ready to go. If we're going to read this Bible, we need to read this Bible obediently. What do I mean by that? That means that when we see something in the Bible, we ought to obey it. I tell people all the time, I say, look for, when you're reading the Bible, look for some of the promises of God. They tell me there are over 3,000 promises in that Bible. I may be wrong, but I think it's Hebrew. Is it Hebrew 13:5? Hebrew 13:5. That's a promise in Hebrew 13:5 that said, I will never leave you, neither will I forsake you. Oh, that's just one of those promises. Exodus, I believe, chapter 20, verse 12. Is that Exodus 20, 12? Y'all should know this one. It says, honor your mother and your father. Oh, I'm talking to young folk now. Honor, if that's where it is, is it Exodus 20, 12, 20, 14, somewhere? Is that it? 20, 12. Honor your mother and your father. That's a command, y'all. And then there's a promise after the command. He said, if you honor your mother and your father, guess what the promise was? Your days upon this earth would be long. Amen. So he gives you a command as well as a promise. Oh, Lord. You have to obey the Word of God. Everything that I have talked about here this morning, Jesus applied every last one of them. Somebody said, well, he had to read the Word because he was already the Word. See, he knew the Word. All the way from reading it down to obeying it. Because I do remember before he went to the cross, he went into a little place called Gethsemane and he began to pray. He said, Father, let this cup. What cup was he talking about? Let this cup. He knew what he's getting ready to go through. He said, but let this cup pass from me. That was his human side. But guess what? Because he was obedient, and because he wanted to be obedient to his word, he said, not my will, but thine will be done. And the Bible just tells us simply that he went to an old rugged cross. They drove nails through his hands, drove a spike through his feet. And that was after putting a crown of thorns on his head. Led him up a hill called Calvary. After they nailed him to the cross and after they put him, they drug a hole. Took that cross. And let me tell you something, they weren't gentle with it. They dropped it in the ground. And he stayed on that cross until he died. Went into a grave, stayed there 3 days and three nights. And then early one Sunday morning, oh, we're talking about the success story now. Early one Sunday morning, he got up and he declared that I got all power in my hand. Young people, if you were to just take this roadmap, it'll lead you to success in life. Not only worldly success, but spiritual success. Because God has a plan for each of our lives. And our goal ought to be to want to fulfill the plan that he has for our life. There might be somebody here today. Amen. There might be somebody here today. And you may not have given your life to Jesus Christ. I'm here to tell you that he loves you. He'll never stop loving you. Isn't that amazing? He loves you and he will never, ever, ever stop loving you. And that's despite what you have done. I said that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his way. Though he may stumble and fall. How many of y'all have stumbled and fell? Let me see the hands of all the people that have stumbled and fell. But look at you, you're still here. And you start talking about stumbling, if I should have held up two hands and two legs, praise God. I've stumbled sometime, but the Lord said that he will uphold me with his mighty hand. God has a plan for your life. Amen. God has a plan for your life. How many of y'all love him today? Praise the name of the Lord. I praise you, I lift you up, magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise.
That's why